Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Joining us on the line is Makhlase, who is the chairperson of the South African National Editors Forum and News 24 political editor. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So you must have spent the good part of last week just shaking your head. It's the only response, because, like, wow, what just happened?
I think, like many people in this country, there was a sense of, you know, excitement and happiness about these miracle babies that are actually being born. But a few hours later, the red flag just started, because as any newsroom, a story that big, it would attract not only the South African media, but world media, because Independent was reporting the fact that we had broken a world Guinness record. And obviously, with any story like that, all of us want to be a follow-up. And there are obvious suspects that you go to verify this, to confirm this, to take the story forward. And we were hitting brick walls. And that's when we started taking a step back and realizing that there might not actually be babies here.
It was just really so bizarre. And then, the way it was reported, then she was reported missing, then nobody knew where she was. You know, the obvious questions, when we heard about this, the first thing I did was invite a gynecologist obstetrician onto my show to say, well, explain how this would work. And he took us through this process, and we understood that for this kind of delivery, you'd need a team of people. You would need at least one pediatrician or per two babies, probably one per baby, because of they were preterm. There were so many things that were obvious here that we would have heard about, and nobody stepped up and said, yes, it happened in our hospital, it was incredible, or you won't believe what went on there, because nothing. We had nobody knew about it.
Can I say to you, Howard, that you were doing Journalism 101, which all of us are expected to do when we are actually covering a story. And I think it is very clear here that independent media failed to do the basic tenets of journalism. A woman and a dad and a husband or boyfriend come to you and they say that we are expecting 10 babies. The next thing that you, the first alarm bell is that a month ago we had a woman in Mali giving birth to 9 babies. And we were able to see how elaborate the whole process was.
Of course.
You know? So the first flag is that, what a coincidence that we can have a baby, a mother giving birth to 9 babies in Mali, and then in South Africa a month later, right? That's the first one that maybe says that go dig a little bit deeper. The second one, basic journalism. Somebody says, I'm expecting 9 babies. You say to them, great stuff. You interview them. There's a human element. But then you need their doctor to collaborate and to confirm and say that this is the birthing plan that we are looking at. This is because pregnancy is not it's not about giving birth. It's a journey. There's a process to finding out that you are expecting a baby. There's so much that you have to go through, discovering that it's more than one baby, discovering that they are 6, discovering they're 8, and then discovering that they are 10. How come there is no single medical professional who has come forward and said, I actually was there, this woman came to my practice, and this is the process that we went through, and I can confirm that she was highly pregnant, expecting multiple babies. Nobody has been able to come forward and say that.
I just want to deal with this aspect first, and then I want to ask you what this means, because to me this case is actually a very important one in terms of where we're at the moment. But just to ask you, then last night there was a statement saying that this was true and they're standing by the story, but still we haven't seen any babies and still we don't know anything further. What was that about?
I wish I had an answer for you, because we were told that the babies were born at a private medical institution, but now it looks like they're blaming the Steve Biko Hospital, which is a public institution. A few days ago, we had a video of the mom coming out to say she knows where her babies are and she will reveal them when she's ready. And she was angry with the supposed father the thing that there are no babies. We are confused. But I think the most important thing is that this is, you know, people have said all sorts of things. But the one thing that we are very concerned about is how damaging this is to the media profession.
100%,
yeah. Because the public doesn't say independent media. They say all of us. They say Thai FM, they say Eyewitness News,
right.
They say
100%.
And they put us all as the media because they trust us as a collective that we will do right. And our jobs say that we must report fairly, accurately, all the time, and we must minimize harm. And this story has failed all of those basic tenets. And I can understand where the public is confused and even angry. And I understand when they're taking it out on all of us. And that's why some of you are saying that if independent media is interested in accountability, if it wants to hold others accountable, it must start with itself and ask for an independent body to actually investigate the story and what has happened.
So what's interesting to me as well, and I keep thinking about this, is the story a natural destination point for where we've been going anyway? And what I mean by that is we're living in a world of social media, Twitter, Instagram, where every person with a smartphone effectively becomes a journalist. And we see a lot of rubbish and a lot of nonsense going through these channels. Some of them actually are true as well. We've also seen in various points in history, the Arab Spring, for example, in Turkey, where Twitter was one of the most important aspects of reporting those events. But that's number one. So everybody is a journalist. Number two, the news cycle is so quick. And I just wonder if all of this hasn't maybe led to stories like this being accepted without question. And maybe what this means is that from a journalism perspective, we've got to relook at what the measures are in order to make sure that this type of thing doesn't happen.
I'm going to try and just link the two, because one, I think social media plays a critical role in our society. The fact that we had a Pulitzer Prize going to Daniela Fraser, she's the woman that filmed the killing of George Floyd.
Yes, exactly.
And how instrumental and how monumental that moment was for
Absolutely.
An ordinary citizen to film what was gross abuse of power and murder by police and then spark a worldwide protest.
Movement.
And that is the power of what social media can actually do. However, having said that, the public is still looking for media houses to tell them what is truth and what isn't, because they understand that citizen journalism is exactly that. It's somebody filming what they're seeing happening, but you need a media house to corroborate, to fact check, etc. And you can see it what happened with COVID-19. We saw numbers increasing across the board because people were looking for credible fact check information around a pandemic. And that is the role of media houses. And that's why I'm saying the two things are linked. You know, we sometimes get tip-offs from social media where somebody says that my mother is being tied at a hospital and she's not being given food. What we then do is take that information, go and investigate, call the authority, confirm that it is true, and then run the story. We can't just take something that is on social media and put it on our platform, because that is not journalism. Then we should not exist as media houses. And I think the public of South Africa deserves better. And many of us as media houses work very, very hard under very difficult circumstances, because we know what has happened to newsrooms, to actually
Absolutely.
Do the work of journalism, which is to fact check, to double check, triple check before we actually publicize anything. And I think this is why what independent media has done has really undermined what we are doing as a collective, to make sure that we build that public trust, to make sure that we continue to actually be the pillar of democracy in this country. And we shouldn't by any means undermine the serious impact of this one story on all of the work that we do. We are facing serious challenges as an industry where politicians who want to minimize investigations will simply say that that is fake news. when media houses then start publishing such low-level pedestrian work, then you're giving politicians who are corrupt and stealing from the public a voice to actually say this is just fake news.
That's absolutely right. I guess the flip side of that as well, I mean, I wrote an article, I think, last week for News 24 on the subject, is I was also disturbed by the fact that for example, social media decided that the virus, the COVID-19, didn't come from a laboratory. I've got no idea, and I don't even have an opinion as to whether it did or didn't, but it bothered me that it was taken off social media and our media houses didn't investigate it. So I think the flip side of that is to have the courage to stand up and say, hold on, we're still going to be looking into these things, even if it's deemed not okay on social media. So it does take a tremendous amount of courage on both sides to investigate and to report and to attack and to tackle subjects that others won't.
Definitely. And you know, one of the things that I always say to all of my colleagues is that we should never underestimate the South African public, because the public is also discerning. You know, when I can give an example with my own publication.
Right.
When any of us stray and there's a very clickbaity headline, they call us out and they're like, what are you
absolutely
doing? You
know, I think News 24 is called out more than most, I have to tell you. But I'm sorry, I actually do need to end it here.
Okay.
I could chat to you about this for hours because I think I'm so passionate about the subject, as clearly are you. But thank you for chatting to us and for fighting for the credibility of the industry.